Nice to be. And home is a very special place, and has always been for me at WBAI, or as we say, stuff from the real world. And I did a performance tonight down at the Intergalactic Anarchist Conference, which was quite marvelous. Miss Penny Arcade, Bill Weinberg gave a sweeping analysis of what's happening in Afghanistan, and I did a piece called September 10th. You remember September 10th? And then I went into September 11th, and I talked about the 3 weeks after September 11th where you didn't hear horns in New York City. You heard sirens, but nobody was going, an old lady crossing the street with a walker against the red light, the guy in the first car who's waiting to go past the full stop sign says, "Take your time, ma'am." And it's a period where all of a sudden when you're in Union Square and you see 11, 12 different kinds of ideologies and people all doing different things, you know. You have the Hare Krishnas, you have this whole, you have jazz people, you have Tibetan monks, you have hardcore politicals confronting people, you have softcore peace people, you have all these people trying to make sense and write poetry and put flowers and kind of get a sense of what the period after this is, because you see this period did not last too long. But during that period, when there was a lot of interesting love out there, it really wasn't on BAI, and that's where we go for that kind of love. And when that thing kind of ended, when they closed down Union Square and then the war started, and all of a sudden you were trying to listen to BAI, and except for a few people, you were trying to get what you need from BAI. And one night, I called up as a character named Faith Atchaw. And I said, you know, Bob, during tough times like this, one of the few places you would expect that I could turn to would be WBAI to give me a sense of who I really am. Because what's happening out there, they're all trying to say what I am and what we are and what we all represent is nothing, is shallow, but what we are is so deep. And calling a BAI and being able to talk to somebody and listen to somebody who's going to give me that love. So it took a phone call as Faith Bradshaw to ask for the love back. And I know that what happened now at BAI, you know, and I just hope that in the future during this next period is that who's ever here now and is dealing with, you know, New York City, America, the world, 2002, finds a way to keep this kind of spirit and this kind of, you know, individual collectivism going on here so that you don't get walked over again like you did last time. They only can walk over you when you're all falling apart. And I just hope that this sense of how precious this all is. I mean, this airtime, can you imagine? I mean, the radio is a wasteland, except for maybe a couple of jazz stations. But, you know, how precious it is to, like, you know, in these very dark times, to have a sense of, you know, this real beautiful sense that I feel come back to the station like a real boom. It's like an aging movie star, you know, who was sent out to B movies, and all of a sudden they brought him back for, you know, like the main character role. Actually, the whole movie is about him or her. You know, it's like, you know, it's very precious. It's very precious, and I hope we can, especially during this time, we can kind of keep this precious, and as I and a kind of attitude, you know, a kind of attitude. And just to make some people laugh, and then the comic relief in this very serious piece I did called September 10th, I'll just throw out the comic relief for you, okay? So we go into... Yes, friends, during this period, if you're not using Sheik's, Ramses, or Trojan condoms, you may like to try Uncle Sam's Old Glory American flag condoms. Hey, keep it up for America. A flag on every condom. Hey, just watch that American flag get bigger and bigger and bigger. Right in front of your eyes, your sexy soulmate will salute your flag. Hey, buy them by the dozen. Send them to your friends and family who don't live in New York City. It's a wonderful conversation piece and belongs on every coffee table. So remember, Uncle Sam's Old Glory American flag condoms. Keep it up for America. Keep that flag unfurled and keep that flag waving. To order, 1-800-UNCLE-SAM. And if you order in the next 5 minutes, you get a signed picture by Jesus is Coming. So you need comic relief, and there's always some, Bob's one of the few people, you know, probably in the East Coast who plays Lenny Bruce and Lord Buckley. He was just playing Irwin Corey, and I can tell you, I was once sitting in the Chinese restaurant at 3 o'clock in the morning, reading the newspaper with a little transistor radio, listening to the Bob Fair Show, having some lo mein, and Irwin Corey is on, and I'm eating my food, and Irwin Corey says to Bob, "You know, Bob, we should sell our secrets to the Russians, then they'll be 2 years behind." And just at this point, I have a large mouth full of lo mein, and like I start to choke and spit it out, and a bunch of it falls right on this other table where there's two couples, and all of a sudden I hear, "Hey man, what's with you?" And I'm like choking. I'm turning. I must be turning blue, you know. He says, "Well, what's your story, man?" And I'm going, I try to tell him I'm listening to Irwin Corey on the Bob Fair Show, and the noodles went down my throat, my nose, and he says, "Well, what's your story, man?" And I'm, and all of a sudden I remember Paul Krasner telling Bob a story years ago when he was in a hotel room in Chicago playing, after he played Cross Currents, he was choking on a vitamin C pill, and he saw the next day in the Daily News, a stand-up comic, you know, dies swallowing vitamin C, you know, and it was too much for Paul, and he coughed it up. And remembering that story that Paul Krasner told Bob Fast a few years earlier, I got the courage to, like, you know, cough it right up. So luckily, they had finished their meal. You know, it didn't land in any fresh soup. So when I got my stuff together, I said, "I'm really sorry, man. I've never done that in my life, but I'm listening to the radio. And you know who Professor Irwin Corey is?" Says, "Yeah, we know Professor, because they were in their 50s. And if you're over 50, you know who Professor Irwin Corey is." I said, "Well, he's on my friend's radio show," and I gave them the line, and they left, and that's why. And they got up and left, and I ate the rest of my lo mein. So that's so Bob Fast has Irwin Corey on. So there's this, and there's just the last line I like to just. Just end this by saying, which I said in my show tonight, I quoted a great line from Lord Buckley, who Bob, probably one of the few guys in the world that plays Lord Buckley. Lord Buckley said, "The object of humor is to make sure you don't get killed before you die."
Hi, you're on the radio.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
That's what I said before.
And you're on the radio, too.
I'm still here. Me, too.
Hi, Bob. It's Randy in Woodstock.
Wow.
Hey, Randy in Woodstock.
Hey, I just have to put something on the record here that I don't know if anybody else saw at the meeting on Saturday. When I walked in, the Coosters were already sitting in the second row on the far side. And I came 100 miles wanting to say something, which fortunately I got to say. But they had the sign-up sheet going on. And as soon as they mentioned that as soon as they produced the sign-up sheet, a bunch of about half a dozen of the Coosters' friends from that row got up and actually hijacked the speaker's book. And they did it in a very strange way, so that they could get all their names on it first. They put it down on the floor, and it was like where I was standing in the line to get on the speaker's book. All you saw were in a circle, kind of like this perverse game of Twister, five small women, all with their sticking up in the air, twirling around the sign-up sheet so they could all get on it. And I just thought it was a very amusing scene.
Did you photograph it?
I wish I had. I was waiting with pen in hand to sign up. But it was like these people who hijacked the station, even to the bitter end, they hijacked the speaker book.
What was the speaker book precisely? Was that where you signed up to speak at the meeting?
Exactly, yeah. So Leslie Kagan ended up having to take all of the people off of order because I think she saw this going on. So she was even saying that in order to get a representative sample, she was taking people out of order because these people all put their names to, like, hijack the speaker sheet.
Wow. It seemed, though, that they were represented very thinly at that meeting. There really wasn't a very strong showing of the other people.
Well, what would you expect?
Despite all the advertising that they did for themselves on, various hourly sections of radio.
Yeah, but if you're advertising a bad product, that's not going to end up helping sales.
They pulled the commercials after a while.
But I just wanted to put that on that record because it was kind of a funny scene, this little tablet being twirled around in a circle by these women with their butts sticking up in the air. It was kind of funny because they were all down on their knees doing this so that nobody else could get the book.
Thanks for that little vignette.
Yeah, and Bob and everybody else, really welcome back.
Thank you.
We may need survival gain out here because since Monday morning I haven't been able to turn off the radio. I'm afraid I'm getting a WBAI Jones. But it's a great one. It's fabulous. And welcome all back. And a big special hi to Patty. I heard her before. And Patty is one of the great unsung organizing heroes of this.
I wonder if she'll be in the song.
Somebody here just shouted, yeah, I didn't hear what you said.
I said, I wonder if Patty will be in the song.
Oh,
if she's unsung,
I'd like to hear the
Eric
end of
will
that,
probably do a song. David Amram is in the studio, and maybe we can get him to do some music, too.
Did we hear the end of
I
the
do want to take a few more telephone calls. The phones are all ringing with people who are trying to say something.
Okay, well, I'll get going, but I just
wanted
to
you for
the 12
I thank you for all you did.
Okay.
And it was great to sit next to you and part of that meeting.
And thanks for the orange there. It really helped getting on that meeting there.
Bye now.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Bob. This is Ray.
Ray, hi. Oh, Ray, thank you. You so patiently waited and called in.
Yay.
Ray LaForest.
Yay. How you
doing? Yay, Ray.
Yay, Ray.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? Well, I just want to take the opportunity, I've been told to do this slower than usual, to congratulate you on hanging in there, Bob, and providing us...
hanging as in suspend.
Yes, and uncomfortable suspend. And it's great to have you back. You're a great symbol of what BAI has been, the story of free speech. Quality programming and just imaginative stuff. So it's a pleasure for me to share a moment with you. It's for me symbolic of that new Pacifica, that new BAI, as much as anything else.
Well, I want to thank you for all of the work that you did, all of the meetings you do, all of the times you had at tables and and pounded on the table and asked for points of order and looked for quotes from Robert's Rules and all the rest of that stuff that no one ought to really have to do. You were great. All of you people on the board, all of you people in the street who were guarding the station 24 hours a day, some more of them are crowding into the room now. People are leaving without even having said a word. That's not good.
I won't stay long then.
Well,
I'll just say that, sorry, this has been truly a collective effort. That's what Pacific NBA is all about. All the people knowing what they want to, you know, where they're heading, getting strength from each other, and then doing it. And that's what we're witnessing now. It's a result of that tremendous collective effort. And we're better off now because what have existed before the coup obviously contained the seed of that poison. And we have to identify clearly, isolate it, and remove it, and have a system in place that has a much more open to participation by the listeners. Not only to have their opinion, but to have their input into decision making. And that, I believe, that will make us stronger.
I think it must be your phone, right?
Oh, how's your...
Yeah, that might be better.
Okay, hi. Hello.
And who are you?
I'm Bridget Murnahan.
Ah.
And I run a poetry reading at the Back Fence on Bleak Street on Sunday afternoons at 3:15. And I think it's the most democratic poetry reading in New York City because anybody can read. You can't be stoned and you can't be drunk. Because you're just wasting everybody's time. But you can say anything you want. And the better, you know. And the featured readers. And I get the featured readers from the open reading. And it's a lot of fun. And I think it's a one drink minimum. Because you should make my boss a little happy. But come on down. And see us. And I'm so happy you guys are on.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what's the matter with the telephone. Maybe Sydney's around someplace. He can figure out why we're getting that
okay.
Noise.
And thanks again.
Thank
and
you.
You know,
thanks for waiting so patiently.
Oh, don't be silly. I wasn't. I just went to see that you're on. We're putting together a book on the 11th, poetry book. We're getting it, you know. Some people say, oh, it's so late. No, it isn't. And when I get it together, I'll bring it to you, and I'll let you read it, because some of the poems are so good. You know, and the real poems, real people. Nobody's making any money. We're giving the money to, you know, the poor people that bust the tables, and those people, you know, that probably are cut out of all the shit. Oh, so, thanks.
Thanks, Bridget. And you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, hi, it's Reem.
Oh, Reem. Reem, are you in New York now or in...
No, I'm in Ohio.
Ohio. Well, Reem Katahuda and Errol Maitland ran WBIX, which was the internet broadcast of WBAI in exile. And it in a way, that was one of the best pieces of armament that we had in our armada of armament there. Reem, how are you doing?
Doing all right, but why are you talking about the past? We're still running WBIX.
All right. Are we on WBIX now?
No, now I'm in Ohio. I don't know what's going on in New York, and I actually have a question for you all. Are we all right now, Bob?
Are we all right?
Yeah, and the network at the station, I was supposed to be on vacation, but it hasn't been much of a vacation because I had to leave just after the board meeting.
Well, Reem, we're back. Maybe John can bring you up to date.
No, I mean, I know we're back, but I don't know. I mean, are we committed to the community radio that we fought for? Are we committed for live broadcasting to make sure that the community still feels they have space on the air?
I think
Miguel.
The ball is rolling, and We just been here 3 days, and I'm trying to spend some time on the radio station and see what's going on and how we're going to implement all of the things that we fought for. And, you know, I think it's kind of really early to think that we can put everything on place. But I think that the foundation is there. The iron is hot, and we need to strike pretty soon. And I think that we are making progress. That's what I can say. And I think that the future, I think, looks good.
Are we making... Are we also, like, committed to doing the outreach needed to first reclaim our listeners that we fired for a year, but also reach to more and expand the space?
Well, I am. And I know there's so many people who aren't the same, the same idea. So I think it's a matter of talking and putting things in place and come up with our plan and let's push it forward. There's wonderful people around. We are talking. I know that we need to do certain things here in the radio stations, and I think we are on the move. That's what I can say. For instance, we come in the lab. We're going to have a meeting next Tuesday at 6:30 here in the radio station. Mm-hmm. And, so we're going to just... We need to plan for all of the things that we talked in the past. I was committed to that, and I'm still committed, and, you know...
Do you feel we have the commitment from the management of Pacifica at this point, or they're still now fighting the basics? I'm far.
Dan Cochran was going to call tonight, and he's the interim... What is his position? Executive director.
Interim executive director.
Right. So he's committed.
And also the fact that
Leslie Kagan's committed, I'm pretty
definitely sure. Definitely Leslie Kagan is committed.
I think it'll happen, though.
Monroe is committed.
Listeners. I think it'll happen only if the listeners and all the movement that vote for
Sean Rhodes is committed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the listeners need to have more
Pete Caracas is committed.
I think the most important...
Maybe it looks good. We're going to have on WBIX... and in Washington, D.C., and on KPFA, Black Voices for Peace on Monday for Martin Luther King. Remember when at the board we asked for it? Well, sure enough, California reacted. New York decided to have something else coming from the studio, kind of overlapping most of that programming. Maybe they'll be able to catch a couple of hours because the program in Washington goes from 2 to 7.
I think the most important thing is that we have the radio station available. For people like you who can call and come to the station and talk about those issues. Because we need to keep our eyes open.
But more important than me is also making sure that, like, an organization, one of the few anti-war organizations with the black leadership, gets a space. And hopefully, slowly, we'll be able to carve a little more for such things and to be able to jump faster at covering such issues.
Right, Reen, thank you very much. These are discussions that we'll be having for months into the future.
It's really good to hear you all. It's really good to know you're there and to know, you know, that you're working on making it better. Hopefully soon I'll be up there to help you all.
All right.
Take care.
Bye
now.
Take care.
Bye.
And you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. I wanted to say that I didn't go the last 2 days. I listened at home, and believe me, that was most exciting. But I wanted to remind everybody of the first person that spoke from the audience, and that was, I think, Andrea. And she said there's an artificial wall between the listener and the people at the station, and this last person, Reem, I was so happy to hear her question because that's what I was very concerned with. If you don't have new blood flowing and you don't have listeners in on those meetings, because the people as badly cut off as the people at the station, bitterly maligned and lied about, are listeners. And those quislings made fun of listeners and shut listeners out. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have new blood, if you don't make certain that your meetings are filled with other people that are part of that station, because that's never about inside. If you don't have two sides in and out, you don't have a station. And that's, I wanted you to know the happy thing. When the meeting was crowded and we were all stuck outside. Hello?
I don't know what why that comes in every once in a while, but...
well, this is funny. I wanted you all to laugh.
Gia, let me see.
Probably one person hung up.
Sounds like we're getting a little jamming.
Oh, bro.
Don't know what could be causing that. Can it be that there's an engineer around who can maybe come in and fix that problem that we're having with the telephones? Oh. They can do it out from the outside, it seems. They fixed it. You're on the radio. Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, I've been waiting for so long. I'm in the kitchen phone, and the living room phone is on speakerphone. And the, do I have to turn the...
Everything is fine. It's
Bob,
all good. Say what you have to say, and we'll go on to someone else.
I have a lot of things to say, Bob.
Well, just say one of them.
So much. Please, I'll do it fast.
Okay, fine.
First of all, I want to welcome you back.
Thank you.
I want to wish you a healthy and safe and a creative and a productive and everything good new year for you and everybody who's come back to BAI and all the real listeners. I consider myself progressive. I used to consider myself a revolutionary socialist. Now I consider myself more of a democratic socialist. I consider myself an anarchist most of the time. But Judith Malina told me we want a revolution with love, and I'm trying to find that. We have mutual friends, Judith and Hammond, and Erling Rohde, who were off again on me and Erling.
I thought I saw Erling here tonight.
You very well might have, because I spoke to him last night to tell him I heard the people had come back. I just found out at Richard. Do you call him Richard Knight or Dick Knight? I've heard it both ways. Richard Knight. What's the name of the show? I forget. It doesn't matter.
You mean Robert Knight?
Robert Knight. What's the name of the show?
Earthwatch.
Earthwatch. Yes. Yeah, so I was there. And I just plugged in to listen to music, and all of a sudden I realized what was going on. Everybody was back, and I was thrilled. I want you to know, I was a good friend of Flo Kennedy's. May she rest in peace. I absolutely, from the get-go, from the first time I ever heard her voice, and Erling Rohde can confirm this to you, I hated Utrecht Leeds. Her goddamn laugh.
All right, okay, enough of that.
Okay,
enough of that. Enough
anger.
Of that.
Let me tell you what I call for.
Okay, quick, because there are so many other people who want to...
Okay.
And David Amram is waiting in the other room.
Okay, I've been waiting for a half hour to speak.
Drool coming out of his flutes.
I've been wanting to go down to do laundry, but I've been waiting and letting it ring for a half hour to say something.
Oh, well.
I am elucidated by Amy Goodman. I've called her a few times. She helped me. I like to listen to Noam Chomsky. I can't read him. I'm not academic enough. I'm a Jewish American, and I have strong feelings in support of Israel, and I don't think anybody voices any support for Israel, which is at least a quasi-democracy. It's not a theocracy dictatorship. And it's not a monarchy dictatorship. And I find it hard when Amy Goodman and Noam Chomsky are so very critical of Israel and so supportive of the Palestinians that I think are horrible people. They're fascists.
And well, I think you should go fix your laundry. You're on the radio. Hello, you're on the radio. Hello. You're on the radio. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. It's you. You're on the radio. Can't hear me, huh?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Bob.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Flasher. How you doing?
Flasher?
Flasher. That's me. I'm so glad to hear you guys rocking and rolling. We were rocking and rolling on KPFT tonight, too.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was great. They had an interview with Juan Gonzalez spilling the beans about how Garland Ganter and several other employees got a 9-month severance package.
9 months?
9-month severance package is what Juan Gonzalez is reported to have said on KPFT tonight.
And isn't there somebody who helped himself to a severance packet?
Well, I don't know, but there's other discussion that perhaps Mark Shubb is going to raise a fuss because he's not going to get a severance package because, you know, he didn't cut out when the time was right.
Marie Antoinette got a severance package too.
What's that?
Marie Antoinette got a severance package, too.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. That's true. So how are you guys doing tonight?
Well, with Flasher.
Great.
We just have lots and lots of calls flashing.
I'll let you go.
And I thank you for calling.
Say hi to everybody in New York for me.
Well, you had just done that yourself.
Well, how about it? See ya.
All right, bye. You're on the radio. Yeah, hi.
Glad you're back.
Thank you very much.
Sorry,
can't hear you.
I'm sorry you went through all that suffering there.
Well, you know, my suffering was minimal compared to the suffering that some other people have had to put up with this year, for sure.
Glad to hear Bob. Night Watch is back. Robert Knight. I'm glad Robert Knight's back.
Well, we all are. We all are. I tried to call him last night. I tried to call from easily like midnight until 3 in the morning, and the phone just was busy all that time. I kept hitting the redial button, and it was busy, and hitting the redial. Monroe is laughing because that's what he does.
No, not anymore, Bob.
No?
No.
No. Hello?
Yeah, Bob?
Yeah.
You're really low.
Not the first time someone has said that. I wonder if they've reduced the power here for some inexplicable reason.
Barely hear you, Bob.
Well, I'm going to call.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hi there.
It is Astro calling from Chelsea, Bob. Welcome.
Hey, Astro. How you doing? Good to hear from you.
Hey, Bob?
Yeah.
Well, Bob? Bob, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay.
There's two things I'd like to say. First of all, I think that the volunteers at WBAF and radio should be taken into the union. And when money is raised, everybody should contribute to the WBAF radio starting now. And also, I would like to say that the deal that Governor Pataki signed to make Blue Cross Blue Shield a for-profit business, it's a non-profit business, is a bad deal because that's going to hurt the people who are insured by Blue Cross Blue Shield because they're only going to raise the premium rates to make a big profit. And also, I'd like to say that Teddy Kennedy has a good idea there. They shouldn't reduce taxes because the idea is you see what happened with Enron. They didn't even pay taxes. The wealthy don't pay taxes. That's what the rate of taxpayer says. They're doing the same thing over and over again. They take that book as a textbook, there, the rate of taxpayer. And like that, Gulf Oil took in $1 billion back in 1973 or 74, didn't pay taxes on that. They paid 2.2% taxes. Another guy made $5 million in oil profits and paid taxes in 15 years, according to the book, Gulf, the rape of the taxpayer. That's what Enron did again. And not only that, but according to WBAF Radio News, this guy, Joe Lieberman, the congressman from Connecticut there, or the senator from Connecticut, he was taking money from Enron, and all the Republicans and Democrats were taking. And they're the ones that are going to investigate it. So it's up to the press to watch this very carefully, and they should watch this, all the players there, because I think they're all political whores.
Thank you, Astro. And you're on the radio.
Hi, Bob. Glad that you're back.
Very, very good.
Thank you very much.
I mean that, boy. Is Grandpa going to be reinstated?
Yeah, oh, he will be here on Saturday, all morning long.
Oh, that's incredible. What, till 12 noon or something like that?
Oh, and maybe and beyond.
Oh, that would be that's wonderful. Yeah. Oh, you know, one thing to pick up on Astro's comment very quickly. Apparently, and this is rather shocking, apparently the people that even deign to listen to television news, their average age is 57 years old. In other words, most people under 57 don't even bother with the news, is what they're saying now. You know?
Most people what?
In other words, the average age of people who listen to news that are concerned about anything in the world is 57, is the age 57 in this country. In other words, people under that age, for the most part, don't even bother to pick up a paper or even watch television. I mean, or actually read anything. That was rather shocking, I found. Anyway, you have a comment on this?
Are you shocked?
Well, am I shocked? Oh, yes. Oh, the silence. I was shocked by the silence.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was that bad. I know that the culture is degenerating at an incredibly rapid pace into I don't know what, but...
We're reviving it. We're restoring it.
Boy, that's why this station is so important, because, I mean, at this rate, if we didn't have institutions like WBAI and Mother Jones, and, you know, the magazine and such, we'd be a fascist state within 10 years, I mean, with the dummying down of this population. So I'm glad we're all back here.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Would you like to say a few words? I know it's a very unusual position for you, being in the control room.
Well, hi, good evening, everyone. This is Pete from Astoria, Queens. Actually, I spent a good deal of time downstairs this summer. And the truth is, I was here just after midnight, and I sat down in my car for about 40 minutes and listened to the voices that I heard all summer outside, actually up here, and it was quite the blessing. And then finally I realized when Joel Myers left, it's time for me to go upstairs.
Oh, I didn't get Joel on the air. I would have loved to have put him on the air.
No, but he's listening. Actually, if I could just take a quick minute to read off some names of listeners and volunteers.
Please.
Who have helped in the struggle in the last 10-11 months, because I, like many folks, are going to continue, as Reem was saying, and for us to do that, we need to thank the people that helped us. So I want to name just some of the folks that participated in the vigil this summer and some of the folks that helped with outreach and with the website and other things that I was involved with. Michael Beasley, Aureen Casamento, Steffi Brooks, Ian Sad, Chris Z, John Sirius, VJ, Estella, Darren Harrison, Bahia, Abdul Aziz, Joel Myers, Mark Twine, David and Julie Archuto, Liz Grove, Cliff Roth, Patrick Holohan, Tom Cox, Erica Fox, Mary Claire, Pat Logan, Debbie, Steve Bernhardt, also Ursula Rudenberg, Diane Mason, Nydia Leaf, Donna Gould, Bruce Caton, Nora Gaines, Steve Harding, David Combs, Gene Bergman, Cy Kong, Brian Williams, and Liz Grove for the website WBIAction.org. We had over 30,000 unique visitors in 10 months. I'm very proud of that. Roger Manning from WBI.net. Also a very successful website, really helped us keep going. Ron Crenshaw, Chuck Hoy, Sharona Jones, Eleanor Price, Andrea Fishman, Patty Heffley, Liz McLellan.
Andrea was here tonight, too. Has she gone?
No, I think they're all outside. Some of these folks are here, and I've left off some names, and there's more to read later, but that's just a quick sample of all the good folks. I love you all, and I continue to work with you.
It was great to work with you, and it always stood me up to see you smiling and laughing about something that had happened that other people were, you know, complaining about.
Yeah, and Bob, I wanted to say we'll be repeating this performance on Saturday. Grandpa Al kicks it off at 10:30, and we're going to have an open-door policy from 10:30 all the way to the end of Radio Free Erin. So if anybody out there that helped, that did the vigil, come down. We've already talked to security. Actually, security's up here with us today. And that, you know, you'll be allowed in. You'll be able to watch everything that's going on. And we might even have some food for you. So please, if you helped us during the past year, come down and help us celebrate with Grandpa Al Lewis and Radio Free Erin.
All right, thank you.
We're in because Hugh Hamilton is on the subway. We need people to come to him now and pretend to be Hugh Hamilton. Now, the new listeners depend on hearing Hugh Hamilton, and they're easily fooled. So I'm sure that if you could just pretend to be you, everything will go smoothly, and it'll get you, get you. Here we go. It's time now for Yakety Yak, don't drop back with Hugh Hamilton.
Like to try for the part of Hugh Hamilton. I've been practicing saying my words with as much reverb as possible under the circumstances of not knowing what side of the fence I am ever on.
That is not the issue. I am Hugh Hamilton, and this is Don't Talk Back Live. Well, we have the free and fair exchange of information and ideas, provided there are no ideas expressed in that information, and that the ideas expressed are not spoken of, as long as the creek... Wait, the late-breaking information here. The creek has risen. It is huge.
I don't necessarily agree, but then again,
we cannot talk about that.
Sure, I
that is not the issue.
What is the issue?
The issue.
The issue is, I am you, you are me, and you are all together.
Who are you?
Like pink from a gun, see how they try, I'm trying. Now, we are not at liberty to talk about the things we cannot say, and we cannot say the things that we cannot talk about. I know nothing about the things I cannot talk about, and I cannot talk about the things
of
which I know nothing.
Excuse me, but we cannot talk about that.
We cannot talk about that unless we consider that maybe we do want to talk about that. Let me be the devil's advocate. Can we consider talking about that before we decide not to not talk about that?
The issue has been laid down by the former station manager replacement.
Dutrice C. Lead?
Daughtry, Daughtry, Daughtry.
That would be the station manager, Robert, sometimes known as Bob Daughtry.
I thought it was the station public affairs director, Mr. Jabel Fine.
Oh, Mr. Jabel.
That is not the issue. We must stick to the issue.
To the issue.
Not to talk back live on the fair and free exchange of information and ideas.
37 minutes.
Provided those ideas do not interfere with the gag order of the don't talk about that.
Because this is Jerk Off Saturday, we'll be entertaining from our listeners.
Next caller, please.
Hello? Am I on the air?
Yes, you are on the air.
I am you.
Let me turn down my radio.
Please, turn down your radio.
You are not on the air. I am you on the air.
Q, I don't know if you remember me, but I called about 6.5 years ago. Do you remember me?
Who are you?
I am you.
Your name.
My name? I'm kind of scared now with these new laws. I don't want to give my name or where I live. Is that the issue?
That would be very difficult for us to entertain, Mr. Caller, if you won't give us your name.
Can I give you a phony name?
Yes, we would love a phony name, but we need a name. Sean Hannity's people give names.
My name, for example, is Hubert Horatio Hamilton.
And the issue is?
What is your name?
And what is your issue?
I can pick two or three names. Can you help me with it?
Well, what would you like to talk about?
I want to change the issue.
I'm sorry, but we cannot talk about that.
We must keep to the issue.
It's really not done to change.
But I've been on hold for 3 friggin' hours. I forgot what the issue was.
Please, caller, be civilized. This is the time spot of the beloved Utrecy lead, and we are always on Yakety Yak. Civilized.
We are only trustees of this time.
The issue, please.
The issue.
Next caller.
Please.
Issue.
Gesundheit.
Hello. God bless you.
Hello.
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 Hallelujah.
Who are you?
Praise be.
I am you.
I'm going to talk about the adolescent boy gods who have taken over, the economic and military systems of our economies, of our imperial country, of our. What are we going to do about it?
Well, first you must state the issue.
And your name.
And your name. Your name.
And where are you calling from?
I'm thinking about Billy Pilgrim right now. Hallelujah. I'm thinking about the bombs going reversing, going back up into the B-1 bombers. And I'm thinking about the B-1 bombers going in reverse back to the aircraft carriers. And I'm thinking about the aircraft carriers going in reverse back to the United States. And then I see people dismantling those bombs and taking those metals carefully back to the mines where they were originally mined and putting them back into the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be. Hallelujah.
Well, that is a subject that requires much more research than we can do with a 4-day-a-week program.
And since I've only been on the station for a year, I really don't feel adequate in discussing these matters.
I would not second-guess the president, as I would not second-guess former station director manager Ms. Lead.
We must round up all Muslims, no matter what Utrecy has said to me in the past.
If you don't want them rounded up, what is your alternative?
We are in support sometimes of terrorism.
Economically, this just isn't done.
And torture. Yes, torture. We talk about it here.
I am an immigrant, too. And if I have to support Mr. Bush in the roundups, in the detentions, I ask you callers, do you have an alternative that works?
Next caller, please.
Now you must use the telephone if you're going to call. The creek has risen, and good afternoon.
Yes, Mark, the question is... There, people care for have been terminated. There is this internal disruptor. Why couldn't you have just fired the disruptor and saved the people who...
But this is one of the characteristics of a Svengali or disruptor. One of the things is great care that is taken simply to escape detection. And secondly, camouflage. And thirdly, manipulation. So that you are hearing the voice by proxy. You are seeing the actions by proxy, but you're not seeing the actor, and you're not seeing the speaker. Okay?
So you don't have the power to fire this so-called Svengali. Apparently.
Why did you just come to that conclusion?
I assume that as a manager, if there's this glaring problem, you would remove it. A lot of us are very concerned about, like, as I've said over and over, wake up call. And
it's not about bring him back. It's about letting the process go through the permutations it ought to go through. And once that is done, we'll see what that dictates the next step will be. And I think that that's okay. I think that's reasonable considering.
sheets. Anybody need their Christmas carol sheets? Any lights at all in the audience so they can sing along on this one? Do we get any light at all? How are they going to sing along on the 12 days of the Christmas coup without the lights to read the sheets? Yeah, have a sheet. We all have to crowd towards the front of the stage. Can somebody turn on a house light, please? Okay, we're going to do the 12 days of Christmas. Can you turn on the house lights? All right, come in the middle.
Got my top hat, got my cape, got my vampire fangs on straight. The only part they'll hire me for is to play this old vampire whore. So good evening, my dear friend. In this business, I'm condemned to die a thousand times on screen. Every day is Halloween,
We tried to go into the studio, but it doesn't seem to be as connected as we thought it was. T Dub is in here; she will straighten us all out. Did you disconnect this, Dub? Because that was yeah, should be right here. Should be right here. Yes, yes. Well, perhaps we could take a call or two. The telephones are ringing while we try to get someone in here who can... Sorry, David.
I can one cable down.
Did you take those patches out? Or?
No.
No? All right, well, Sydney installed some patches, and we don't seem to be patched together. Well, hello? No. Hi there, you're on the radio. Hello? Oh, now we can't get the telephone. Hello? Well, that's an improvement.